does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Are you renovating, remodeling, or building? The source for all your materials from start to finish is Bay Area Materials. Whether it's lumber, hardware, garden supplies, building materials, home centers, windows, doors, frames, accessories, Bay Area Materials has it ready for you. Located at 6196 126th Avenue in Largo, you can visit them in person or give them a call at 727-535-2122. That's 727-535-2122. The knowledgeable staff at Bay Area Materials can help you get what you need to finish that big project. Don't have construction knowledge? That's okay. Their knowledgeable staff are ready and willing to help. That's Bay Area Materials, 6196 126th Avenue in Largo. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 727-535-2122.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 US 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to H.I. Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 U.S. 19, right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road, or H.I. Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 U.S. 19 at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Hello, another one in the books. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, so lightning, tell us what happened, Bobby.
We took a little strike. I'm not sure exactly where it came in through, but it did a little damage on our board over there. So we're flipped around.
So what I want, the reason I asked that, because he graduated from college to be a broadcaster. Right, so he went through the whole nine yards, the school. And just like if he was your son, right, would you be so proud of him? And you see how kind he is? You don't get it yet, but you will. He's just really kind and, respectful and professional. So what he did is, you can verify this, Nico. He rewired everything, right? Right?
Well, what we did is
tell us. I should ask instead of telling.
Ed went and got the components that got toasted by the lightning, and while he was doing that, I moved the computers from our control room to our production room, and then there's switches that make it give me control from over here. So,
right.
In a matter of 3 hours, we.
Up and running again.
Up and running,
just for
yeah.
Nico. Nico, it was all for Nico. So, like, are you impressed a little bit? Like, in other words, in every adversity, a seed is planted for a greater result.
Absolutely.
So what happens with me, too, I'm going to say with me sometimes, too, is that when I get hit with struggles, like to persevere, the word means to overcome struggles. So what you did there is you persevered.
Yep, and we'll be able to do we'll have our traffic report at 5:30 today, and we'll have the weather, even though the weather's pretty obvious right now.
Well, there you go. So that's the deal, and this is stuff that impresses me, and I always talk highly of him. I've been doing this show a long time, and he's the best board guy producer I've ever had, with a good heart, too. And then that's Lola, the owner of the station, right there. She's the brains behind the outfit. And enough of that. So tell us about your pizzeria and why someone should do business with you. And say the name, because I always pronounce it wrong.
Pat Pianetto's Pizzeria.
Right. What a story that is, from 1950. Looking at the ad, too, I see 1950 should jump off the page more. Because I talk about you, right? So I say since 1950, and as soon as you say that, like, people just drop their jaws. Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of
tell us the story
stories
behind it.
Yeah, so my grandfather opened it in 1950. And in the place now, we have all on one wall, all of the black and white photos going from my great-grandfather when he came from Sicily in 30, and then my grandfather when he opened in 50, all the way through when my dad was running it in the 70s and 80s, and now my sister still runs it up there. So we've been doing it for 72 years.
Unbelievable.
And it's an amazing neighborhood with a lot of interesting history. We're two blocks south of Wrigley Field up there.
Wow.
In Chicago.
So if the games go on, do you get hit hard?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, because of the stadium right there?
Yeah, yeah. Games get out, and then we'll get the all the folks coming down.
More so before the game or after?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. Wrigley Field, once everybody gets out, they typically go to the bars down there. And once they get out of the bars and they're hungry, they'll make their way out for some food. But Wrigley Field's a great park. It's there's bars just every. People joke it's you went to a bar and a baseball game happened to break out.
Right.
It's a party area.
No doubt about it. It's a dangerous area too. Some parts of Chicago.
Some parts, yeah, yeah. When we grew up, certainly Sheffield and Belmont used to be pretty rough when we grew up there. Now, I mean, there's the million-dollar condos. It's a very upscale neighborhood. But when we grew up, it was very interesting to see the neighborhood change over time.
And a lot of places too.
Yes, yes.
Like Memphis is one that they've just been highlighted. There was a guy out there shooting people. Yeah. But if you go back 30 years, it's a totally different Memphis. So what happens, like, when, like, what was the biggest change you saw growing up as a child to today? What do you think the biggest change is in by Wrigley Field?
So Wrigley's always been a draw, but if you go south of Wrigley and you got into, you know, kind of crossed over Belmont Avenue south, then it got a little rough, right? So typically the stadium crowd would stay a little bit north, you know.
They knew.
Yeah.
Right.
We would laugh as we sat outside the place, and we'd watch the ballpark drunk people come down. And they'd be hooting and hollering. They'd have their shirts off. They'd cross Belmont. Essentially, across the street from Pat's Pizza was a real rough building. A lot of guys sitting outside, and it was a lot of gang and other activity stuff. So the guys coming from Wrigley would come over. They'd cross Belmont. Immediately, they'd stop hooting and hollering. They'd put their heads, they'd walk past. As soon as they got down to the next neighborhood, they'd start hooting and hollering again as they got past the
right.
rough area.
And that's street sense.
Yeah. So it was good. But,
right.
You know, Chicago's a great city. We're super happy to be now in Oldsmar. You know, When I got to college, my dad said, get the hell out of here. Do not grow up in a pizza restaurant.
Wow.
So I went down to DePaul University, which is our, you know, a big school in Chicago.
Sure.
Back when the Blue Demons were actually decent.
Right. They were actually not decent. They were they made it to the Final Four a few times.
They were. So I got a degree in computer science and moved. I worked in Japan for 5 years, Korea for a year. I came back, I did my MBA at Chicago, and then 25 years I ran professional services and design.
And wow, you don't, to be honest, I'm not, but you look like you're in your late 20s.
I'm 50. I'm 50 years old, so.
Devin, can you come in here a second? Because I need a witness.
Uh-oh.
But we got you on camera, too. Lola, you come in here, too, please. Look at this guy, all right? I don't know if you heard it.
I didn't.
Okay. So I'm going to say, look at him. And you hear this all the time, too, by the way. Okay. I'm not the first person to say this to you. Okay. So how old do you think Nico looks?
Right? That's on the spot question.
But they do it in the carnival. I'm usually great at it. I'm telling you, I'm very good at it.
Yes.
They'll tell you your weight. I know. I'm putting you on the spot. How old do you think Nico looks?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Is it with a 3? 4? How old?
50.
Oh,
unbelievable. Yeah, I thought he was in his, I'm not trying to insult you, but I thought late 20s, early
30s. I thought, well, I was going 30, 40.
No, those grays are coming.
Well, you know what? I can't
they're
see.
They're coming.
So did you, I'm going to say this now. Here's it so you know that I know what I'm talking about. Your dad lived to be about 80 years old.
Actually, no.
I'm not doing good.
Now, my grandfather did.
Yeah.
My grandfather did.
Because usually people that look young when they're older live longer. And skinny, too, believe it or not. I saw a whole documentary on it. So fat people will die earlier.
Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So how old did your grandfather live to?
My grandfather, he was probably close to 90.
Right.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
And it looks like...
Okay, wait. I'll tell you what. You want to win $50?
Oh, here
let's
we go.
Let's do What's Your Line?
The bets.
Do you remember that show, What's Your Line? I was just watching it. Okay, you get questions to ask him.
All right.
You get 5 questions, and if you get it, and then he'll answer like you. And then what I'll do is I'll give you $50 in gift certificates. How many questions do I give her to find out what you do?
I think 3 is three.
3.
3 quick. Yeah, that's.
Okay. Something that you have to do with your body?
No.
I guess model, though, huh?
No. See, she thought you were a model. See
oh,
that?
Gosh. No.
I try to, because I'm a guy and I can't say that, right? I can't look at another guy and say, you know, but I was just saying he looks good.
He does look good.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he does look good.
He looks more for TV than radio.
Oh
boy.
We're on radio now.
Well, I know we're on radio. Yeah.
I'm just saying to you.
Okay. No.
Do you do something that has to do in the kitchen?
Yes.
Oh. Ah. Get a little warm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you...
No cheating.
I'm not cheating. I'm just answering my phone. Do you do something with planning?
No.
I don't know. I was going to say executive chef.
You're close. So we own a restaurant.
Okay.
We own a pizzeria.
Well, hey, that's pretty good. I think
no, 50. No, nothing.
At least 25. What do you think?
I would say that's pretty good. Chef.
No, nothing.
No. Wow.
That's how he
works. But I'll tell you what, though.
Do you know what, Nico? Next time you come on my show, which is like right before Brian's, maybe we should just do like a combined 2 hours.
One time. Why don't we do that?
There you go.
We should. You know, the entrepreneur show guy wants me to do his show, too. Who's after us? He just deals with entrepreneurs. He only will talk to business owners, and he wants the tricks of how business owners succeed and to learn. In other words, everything is trial and error, right? So can you learn from trial and error, or do you have to do the error yourself?
You can learn from trial and error, but I don't think it's tricks to being successful. I think it's a lot of hard work and dedication.
Yeah.
And willingness to
Of words were bad.
I think it's both, right?
I think
you one of the biggest keys to being successful is finding a good mentor.
Right.
Like that through my career. So I wasn't always my family opened the restaurant in 1950.
Oh, wow.
In Chicago. I always say wow when he says it.
So I started in Pete's. I grew up through the whole thing. Went to college. My dad said, get the hell out of here. Do not grow up in a restaurant. So I didn't. The last 25 years, I've worked professional services. I was the executive vice president for a design firm, an engineering design. And the thing when I was going through the greatest key to success for me, I believe, was I was able to get and establish good mentors. That was the key, because you're going to learn on your own and make the mistakes, but if you have somebody to help at least guide you through some of the big pitfalls that you don't have to step into, it's a godsend.
It's so where's your restaurant?
Oldsmar, okay. Florida. Yeah, right in at the Woodlands Mall, where they got a little AMC movie theater, Shaker and Peel restaurants in there. A couple other real nice restaurants are up there.
So
you're in the plaza with the movie theater?
Yeah, the movie theater.
That's a good landmark too. That should be said.
Yeah.
Right? Because don't everybody know the movie theater?
Yeah. What's the name of your restaurant?
Pat Pianetto's Pizzeria.
Ah, so you have how many employees?
We've got about 10 people. Yeah, 10
so
folks.
I would imagine six, that 8 months ago. Now a mentor. So you're
saying, we are.
Yeah?
We are.
You
it's fun.
Think that you'd be spinning it around and you look for mentorship and now you are the mentor.
Yeah, it's good. We got young people who are hungry.
Right. Do you know what Michi said? Michi said how the student repays, you know who Michi is, a philosopher in Germany. He said the way the student pays back the teacher, the student doesn't remain a student. And then the guy on these shows that do it afterwards, I'm sitting there just over there because, you know, how you sit after a show, you don't leave.
Yeah.
I learn a lot from these two guys. They're too old. I mean, I shouldn't say old, but they are. Okay, so the reality. But two old, wise men, right, like you would say mentor. And then he caught my eye or my ear with something. He said, what makes a good leader? And what would your answer be to that?
One thing that makes a good leader, but patience. Well,
what do you think there, Nico? What makes a good leader?
Experience, empathy.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that makes a good leader.
And what he said was, I thought was kind of neat. A good leader makes others into leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Going on what he's saying.
Oh, yeah, you always are creating the next. Yeah, I used to love when in the engineering.
To give it away, to keep it, you got to give it away.
Yeah, in professional services, we it was, you know, high-end consulting, and I'd always have people come in and say, I think I'm ready to be promoted, right? I'm ready for the next level. They would go through, make their case why. All the points were spot on, but I would ask them one simple question. Who have you coached and mentored to replace you?
Wow.
And I'd get a blank stare. Because if you're not coaching and mentoring somebody to take your role, how do you expect to step into
role?
You're leaving something vacant.
But that's also so scary, too, because you know why? Just from a corporate thing. Can you don't mind staying a little bit? Or you got to?
No, I got to leave, but I just want to. Well, thank you for letting me crash in your
show. But let me make this point before you go.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Do you know what I'm thinking? When someone asks me to train someone, I think I'm training that person so I can get fired. Could you see how someone could think that way?
No.
Yes.
No.
You couldn't think that way. You're trying to say.
That would be a really bad.
But most leader. People, I was saying most.
No, I'm not talking leader. But I've seen it where companies, because I know successful corporations. I was involved in corporate.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so I can tell you this, that corporate managers would get someone to train someone knowing that they were going to fire that person. You don't think that happens?
I think it happens if you're at a bad company.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it happens, but...
By the way, I did enjoy the show. I was sitting outside and listening at the end there, but you had some really good people in here.
Oh, yeah.
And exact thing, though, for kids that don't have figures or somebody setting them up with a mentor or someone, you know, a guardian or somebody who can, you know, it starts, it's not just professional, right? It starts at that early age, too. Those are some good folks in here.
Yeah.
Am I a bad person to think that way?
Oh, just a bit that you're...
All right, this is my turn.
Go. No, but I'm just saying. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I think it depends on the culture that you've built, right? People will...
Have you ever heard of that happen?
Oh, sure, of course.
Okay, that's all.
But it depends on the culture of the company.
Right. Right. What is it? What makes a good culture in a company?
Well, I think putting in a good system of coaching, mentoring, right, and upward mobility. People have to feel that they can go up, right, in the succession ladder. If they don't, then that's where they'll burn out. But if you don't provide the coaching and mentoring, you're not giving them a clear path to be able to succeed.
Oh, somebody's coming here trying to get directions. My feeling is success breeds success, right? And what I mean by that is that show me your friends, I'll tell you your future, right? Mm-hmm. So like if I look at my kids, right, when I would look at who they're hanging out with, would also be a reflection on who they are.
Right. But that's no different than when you say a company's culture.
Right. That's where I'm going.
It's the same thing. It's culture of who you're hanging with, who you surround yourself with, what kind of materials you read and consume, right? That's all culture.
100%. And the way I've heard of success versus failure is, wow, I can't believe I'm doing this. Like, I forgot to turn my phone off. I'm so stupid, so unprofessional.
But you know, having good coaching and mentoring system. I mentor a lot of folks from DePaul University still, so I'm on a website. New students or graduating students can look through the database. They can type in some keywords that they're looking for, whether it's international business, whether it's finance, whether it's marketing, whatever it is. They type it in. List of mentors come up. They can email the mentor, ask them some questions. If there's a good connection, then you essentially take them on as a mentor. And then you help them through their path to prepare for interviews, right? I'll hold a lot of mock interviews with students where I'll get on the phone and actually run them through as if I am interviewing them. And then afterward, give them feedback on what they did well, what they can improve on. And then it helps them get those butterflies out as well, right? So that when they go in for a real interview, they're ready to articulate their vision, who they are, the value that they can bring to the company, their culture, their personal brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just things like that are all, I think, that those are the keys to success. And some of the folks at the restaurant now, we have some young folks, and I told them, you know, I will teach you the back end. I will teach you the marketing. I'll teach you about what it takes to run a business. You have some really good, nice, young, hungry people in there that want to do it and that are soaking it up like sponges. You talked to Bree, right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so Bree's a manager, and she's fantastic. And
right,
she's
joyful.
She is learning everything about the business back end, all the accounting, and she's... You know, she's just a sponge. So.
Right. And that's the thing also, too, is just I'm going to be devil's advocate again. So you're the positive guy. I'm the negative guy. You also see that people on interviews are bring their A game, but it's not really who they are. They can sell you on the interview, and then like a week later, you say to yourself, are you the same person that came in for the interview?
I think a good
interviewer... Some people know... I know a friend of mine, he can get jobs, but he never keeps them.
I think a good interviewer, though, is able to tease out... When you've interviewed enough people...
Right.
Right? You can now pick up on red flags.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I completely. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad because I'm trying. I keep coming back with a negative thing because there is a thing to someone. I believe they're professional interviewers. Actually, is what I would call them. Mm-hmm. Right.
But there's certain.
What are the flags you look for? The professional interviewer that knows what to say.
Yeah. So if they're not articulating clearly their who they are, their vision, right? You have to mix it up with technical questions as well as personality based questions, right?
Right.
Do they answer similar questions in a different manner? Right. If you ask somebody the same question in a different way, the answer should still be the same.
Right, because if you're not lying, the truth will set you free.
Right. So when you start having things, you know, questions get answered a little bit different way.
How many people do you think you've interviewed in your career?
Oh, gosh. Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Hundreds. Yes. The company.
Who did you interview that... fooled you. I'm going so negative today. Who got you? Like you were surprised. Anybody ever get you? Like, wow.
Yeah, there's been a few people. There's been a few people that have come along and kind of, you know, you look back and you go, wow, okay. But you learn from that.
Right.
Right. And then you know now how to rephrase questions or how to rethink.
Sure.
Right.
So my thing is, like the thing I heard once is if you take the easy way out, right, life will be hard. But if you take the hard way out, life will be easy.
Yep.
Some people want that easier, softer way. They don't want to get out of their comfort zone. And that's what you need to do to succeed is when you get hit with obstacles, realize, okay, just overcome it and go on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And that success, if you hear this, Nico, success is never described the same way. But failure is only described but one way. Failure is man's inability to reach his goals in life, whatever they may be. What do you do for a living?
I'm a massage therapist, permanent makeup therapist.
Right. So for her, and your first name?
Sally.
Sally, for your success, right, it would be massage therapy and facial makeup, right? And other stuff, haircutting probably too. Then Nico, his success would be having a successful restaurant and also mentoring people, right? Mm-hmm. And then Bobby's success would be running the radio station. And then my success would be doing a radio show. So what did you see there? No one's success is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But failure is man's inability to reach his goals in life, whatever they may be. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yes. Would you hire me?
I would. For what position?
To be your boss. Do you know I did that? Can I just tell you something? So I have my kids in the car, and they're explaining to me why they can't get a job. We happen to be driving by the Burger King in Tampa, right? I don't know. This is going to be... Pride and ego is not good, right? To have humility. Did you sense that's what I see with him? He's humble, has humility. He did all this work, and I'm more... But yet, see how humble he was? He didn't have pride. And I think that's something. So what I'm about to tell you is pride. So I'm going to tell it to you anyway. So I'm like arguing with my son in the back seat. He's 16 years old, and he's not getting a job, right? So I pull over to Burger King. So I sit. It was my daughter, my son, and my son's friend. They sat there. The guy from Burger King, the manager, came out. Now, I was making believe I was coming for the job, right? And he asked me to fill out an application, and I told him, no, I'm a walking, talking application. I said, you know what? I'll do good. I can know how to make a hamburger. I don't do fries, though, I told him, right? He says, okay, you can start Monday at 10 o'clock. And I just can you tell that to my kids? You know what I mean? If there's a will, there's a way. Is there something out there right now that where there are more jobs than people are applying? What's the deal with that?
Like, there are. Yeah, it depends what industry, right? So fast food, food service, restaurants, right?
What do you think about California paying $22 an hour for fast food?
It's going to be rough.
Is that amazing?
It's going to be rough.
Do you know they said the thing about the electric cars? Right? He's like announcing in 2035, no. And then you know what they did the next day? The next day. What do you think they did? After they announced that there are going to be no gas cars in 2035 or 45, whatever it was, guess what they did the next day they asked people to do?
What'd they do?
They said, don't charge your electric cars because the grid's going to go down. Don't run your TV. Right. You can't even make this up. Like, right, he should have made the announcement like weeks later, right?
Yeah.
Why would you make the announcement on electric cars and saying how we're going to get rid of gas cars and then the next day tell people they can't charge their cars?
Yeah.
It's like, so it's like, doesn't make sense. Yeah. What's your feelings on that?
Well, I mean, first on the $22 minimum wage. So it's an interesting dilemma to have, right? Because they just did a study that if your minimum wage to get into the most entry-level apartment in Tampa, you have to work 2.4 full-time jobs.
Right? Are you kidding?
So there's definitely a discrepancy between what people can earn, right, working in a restaurant and the cost of living that is needed to have a decent life. Now, how do you make that up without walking in and having a pizza, you know, cost $40 and a donut $7 now and, and causing the inflation to even get worse than it is right now? I don't think there's a very straight, easy answer out of that. But if you switched off the bat to $22 an hour starting wage, you will break the Californian economy.
Right.
The inflation will be so rampant, and you're going to have so many businesses go out.
Right.
And then, like I said, well, that's the thing. A small business,
right,
limited seating, you know, you can't make it up through much volume. If you are a big restaurant, the big chain restaurants can make it up through volume at least. But you'll never meet a person who owns one Domino's, or you'll never meet a person who owns one Subway. They don't... A single franchise won't make you enough money to be wealthy. You'll always meet people that'll say, I own three Domino chains, I own four Subway restaurants. That's the only way to do it. So if you own 3 to 4 to 5, maybe you can pull your volume and survive.
Right.
If you're a family with four
so
people,
say you make $1,000 on each one, so that's $5,000.
Right. But if you're a family that owns one restaurant,
you can't do it.
You can't do it. So right. all the mom and pops will be squeezed out really quick.
Unbelievable. So what's your feelings on that? Were you even listening? I don't care.
I don't like fast food.
Well, good. That's why you should go to Pat
Pianetto's Pizzeria.
Did you try a slice out there?
Not yet.
Okay, so we got to get that going. So we're going to do a traffic break report, right, Bobby? So this is being sponsored. We'll let him just say a little commercial for your restaurant, and that's who it's being sponsored by. And then we also have a produce stand on 49th Street, where if you guys can help me do a commercial for them, after the break, we're going to do a commercial for, it's 49th Street, it's a produce stand, and we're going to be doing a big promo for those guys. But do a little 30-second commercial for your restaurant for the traffic report.
All right, guys. So Pat Pianetto's Pizzeria in Oldsmar, Florida. Do be careful out there. I know it was a little slip on the way, a little slick on the way when I drove over here, though.
Okay, well, there you go. More concern for others than promoting his restaurant. To be careful. That's what you want, right? And when you think of others, to keep it, you got to give it away. That's the paradox. Here we go. Pat Pianetto's Pizza.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. 5:41 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your terrible traffic and terrible weather. We got Pinellas County, two incidents. Southbound I-275 at the 30th Avenue North Ramp. We have a accident there on the ramp. Going down towards the Skyway, southbound and behind 26th Avenue South, has the left shoulder blocked. Moving on over to Hillsboro, we have a disabled vehicle northbound I-275 before West Shore Boulevard. So give yourself some extra time there. Going up to Pasco, well, still in Hillsboro from the Veterans Expressway beyond exit 9. That's going southbound. We have some debris in the road near Gun Highway. Going up to Pasco, just your usual slow traffic in the San Antonio area. And on Old Pasco, State Road 56. As it merges up to, as it connects to State Road 54, so give yourself some extra time there. As for the weather that I really don't want to talk about after today, we have a still 190% chance of rain for this evening with a low of 72. Tomorrow, 84 degrees and an 80% chance of rain. Please spare us any more damage. But anyway, the showers are still moving through the area lightly. More Brian Cash Claws show coming right up. 74 degrees currently.
It's Florida, and your gutters need cleaning frequently. Never clean your gutters again when you call Supreme Gutter Guard. 727-600-0751. They install seamless gutters, super gutters, lanai gutters, gutter guards, fascias, and soffits. Visit them at 8168 129th Street North in Seminole. Don't forget about their 10% discount for military and seniors. Supreme Gutter Guard. 727-600-0751. JJ's Big Apple Classics is the home of the half-pound sandwich and the home of the one-pound sandwich. That's right, I said 1 pound of made-to-order goodness. Located at 803 South Missouri Avenue in Clearwater, you can give them a call at 727-404-2015. Dine in, pick up, take out, or have it delivered with Uber Eats. That's JJ's Big Apple Classics at the corner of Missouri Avenue and Druid Road, 727-404-2015. Get 10% off all standard size vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit their showroom in Holiday at 1832 US Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 US Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
Tell us about this. Show him what the pizza is, and then let him tell you about it. Let him see what the pizza you have.
Pepperoni pizza.
A pepperoni pizza.
So I think the thing that most people will notice is it's cut in squares.
Right. That's Chicago.
That's Chicago.
I like the squares.
Yeah, that's Chicago. So it's always interesting. You get two types of people in the restaurant. You get those that come in and go, oh, yeah, squares. And then those that come in and look at it and go, why is it cut that way? New Yorkers.
Yeah, New Yorkers. So here we're going to do a special report about a new marketplace. It's called, would it be EURO? Would that be Euro?
Euro.
Is that how you would spell it? Euro Produce Market. Do you know I had a guy give me a $50 deposit with $50 in euros? And guess where my son was going a week later? Do you remember that? Were you on for that one?
I wasn't on.
And then he was going to Italy for 3 weeks. So anyhow, I think euro means money, right? I wonder what the word means. But anyhow.
European.
It's the currency over there.
It's the currency. It could mean Europe too, right?
Yes. I lived there for 9 years.
So euro means Europe. Yes. Where did you live in Europe?
Netherlands and Belgium.
Wow.
I used to go to Italy every summer.
Okay, well, 9349th Street. Yeah. That's pretty cool, because do you know how the avenues and street work in St. Pete?
I haven't been down there much.
You know, like streets and avenues, though? Like, how is Chicago? It's like a grid system.
It's a grid.
Right. Same thing in Chicago?
Yep.
Very confusing.
Right. So if you know where the 93rd Avenue is, right, and 49th Street, it's where they intersect, right? But what I was saying to you be truthful, so people know I'm speaking from my heart, what I was saying about this produce stand.
Oh, the amazing pictures from it. I mean, the variety of what's there.
Right. I mean, would you go there and shop just to give it a shot?
I would.
Yeah, just based on, it's beautiful. He has, everything is brand new. You could just see. He has a deli department. He has produce. The pictures really is what sell you on it. He has everything you can think of. Like, name a fruit. I wonder if we could do that, if we can name a fruit he doesn't have.
Oranges?
Oh, he's got oranges. And then he's got a deli department, too.
Yeah, that's nice.
And that was nice. Shrimp, seafood. This is Euro Produce. Now, let me see. Do you want to make $25, young man?
Yes, I do.
What's the address?
I wasn't paying attention.
Who knows the address gets a $50 gift certificate.
I think it's a 93 something.
No, that's good.
What's 4562.
What's the address?
For what?
For the produce stand. Euro Produce Market. The guys put a ton of money into the place because you could just tell. Ah, pretty lady, what do you think? And this is why you ask questions, too, right? To see if people listen.
I think I know what it is.
Okay.
I think it's a 4/9/625.
Close enough. You win. But it's 9300. It's 49th Street and 93rd Avenue.
Hey, I got the 9300.
Right. So that's good that we do it this way, because it gets people that are on the radio to think. So when you're on 49th Street, go to 93rd Avenue North, and what you're going to see is a beautiful produce market, state-of-the-art market, like just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a tan building.
Yes.
It's a tan building. On the,
you know what I like to do? I wish I had gift certificates I could just make up and have you go there and give you a $25 gift certificate.
I'm going to check it out anyway, but a good local produce is it's not easy to find, right?
Right, and then you have a restaurant, so you might work out a deal with this guy, too.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. So what is the name of the produce stand?
Hero.
Oh boy, we're gonna have to get you some memory pills. What was the name of the restaurant? You young lady.
The restaurant or the produce stand?
What was the name of the the produce stand?
I thought you said Hero, right?
Euro Produce.
Hero, Euro.
Yes. So anyhow, what I'm gonna do is this. It's 5:50. So what I'd like you to do is if you can interview my friend Sally here.
Yeah, yeah. So Sally, let's hear about the business and where it's located.
Well, yes. The business is located in Seminole, and it's 10333 Seminole Boulevard, Suite 4, Seminole, Florida, 33778. And it's located in the University Professional Center. It's under Sally Mae Day Spa.
Awesome. And the services?
My services range from haircuts, highlights, lowlights, pedicures, manicures, permanent makeup, massage, facials, and specialty sports massage.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Medical massage, basically. All right. Everybody knows it as sports massage.
I'm coming in, and I'm going to send all my buddies from jiu-jitsu in as well.
Yes, please do.
Because we're all sitting around constantly complaining about aches and pains.
It's like the best thing you can ever do for your body to heal your bodies.
Absolutely.
To get a massage.
Absolutely. And it's important after your massage to drink a lot of water, right?
Yes. And everybody does not know this, but if the old-fashioned way of getting rid of sore muscles and pains is an Epsom salt bath. As hot as you could possibly do for 20 minutes. Do not sit in the water when it gets lukewarm. It draws all the toxins out of your body after massage and when it's sore and even an injury. So it's perfect for healing the body.
So after a deep tissue or sports massage, get the Epsom salt.
An Epsom salt, so 2 cups of Epsom salt, 1 cup of baking soda, as hot as you possibly can tolerate it, and your favorite aromatherapy oil that you can use. And then after about 20 minutes, please get out of the tub. Then everything will
right.
go back in.
Okay, all right.
And another bonus, too, is you do have to wash it off your body.
Got it. All right. So tell us about your experience.
Say that again?
Your experience and background. What brought you into to this here?
Well, I first started off doing hair in New York, and then I moved to Florida about 9 years later, and my clients always wanted facials and massages.
Yeah.
So my clients were my number one promoters.
Okay.
They were always like, you know, you're so good with your hands, you should try this. And I'm like, sure, why not? And I fell in love with the whole beauty industry.
That's awesome.
I had no idea I was going to do that.
All right.
I wanted to be a mechanic.
That's fantastic.
And I studied machine shop when I was a kid.
All right.
So my dad was a mechanic, but I guess I'm good with my hands.
That's
and
so cool.
And my mother's always said my hands are blessed.
So instead of cars, you're working on people.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm doing body mechanics.
Yeah,
instead.
Yeah. That's awesome. So do you see a lot of people come in? What's the number one or top kind of two ailments that people come in with?
Head, neck, and shoulders.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
always their hip.
Yeah.
So no matter what ailments you come in with, your spine is the backbone,
right.
bottom line.
Yep.
And your cranium is your computer.
Yep.
So I do cranial work as well. If you cannot function from your waist down,
yep.
it's definitely a hip problem.
Yeah.
And once you can't function on the waist problem, you can't function on the knee and the ankle problem, your gait is off.
What do you think the biggest barrier for people, because I'm sure people are listening and they're thinking in their cars are like, oh my God, yeah, right, their necks are hurting them, their lower back, whatever it might be, but what do you think is the hurdle for people, because I've been doing that my whole life. I grew up, my dad was a judo coach, I did judo. I grew up doing, you know, sports therapy, people working on you. You know, I know the benefits of it. But for people who might be kind of sitting there thinking, they don't know the benefits, they're not educated on it, right? What's that barrier to get people who haven't done it to do it and then realize those benefits? Because there's so many people that could benefit greatly from it,
mm-hmm.
but just haven't gotten over that first time
hurdle
to go in, right, and do it.
It is so good for your body, but it's just like everybody has a different way of dealing with healing
mm-hmm.
for themselves.
Yeah.
Some would say I would do the sauna, they would go for a beach for a walk, they would get massages.
Yeah.
A lot of people realize acupuncture is a wonderful thing for their body,
mm-hmm.
chiropractic is wonderful for their body. We work hand in hand.
It's okay.
If I had my education for chiropractic and acupuncture, I would incorporate that into massage therapy
right.
because they all marry together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one works well with the other.
Yeah.
You find one that's your favorite.
But the trigger massage still hits the points, right?
It does
hit the acupoints. And
here's the thing on healing. When somebody wants healing for their body, if they find the acupuncture or the chiropractor to heal their body, they don't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
If they come to me and they find that I'm good for them, and
right.
there's a connection between us.
Yep.
If there's no connection, no matter how much magic I have in my hands
mm-hmm.
or wave my magic wand, I'm not going to help you.
Yep.
But if you believe in it solely and heartfully, you will get better from
yeah.
it. But I'm not a cure, and I don't have a magic wand, so it works differently for everybody.
Right.
All I can say is just give it a try,
yep.
see how it feels. There's multiple things you can do, and I ease people into it
right.
as well.
A lot of people probably don't realize there's a lot of preventative side. There's benefits of going regularly for prevention rather than waiting till you're back is screwed up and then going in to get healed, right?
Yes.
The preventative maintenance
part. Well, when my clients do come to me, I set them up with a program. So like it's either every 7 days, 14 days, or 21 days. So the sooner you come back, if you're in chronic, you get better faster. So, and then your body heals at a different rate as well. So we keep in contact with each other
make
sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do at home.
Yep.
Because technically, I'm only with you for about an hour, 90 minutes, or 2 hours. Then the rest of the time, you're going to have to take care of yourself.
Right.
And if you don't do that, how can I help you?
Yep.
So my thing is, if you spend all that money and all that time with me to get your body better, if it tweaks again, you better get in. Because when it over tweaks, that's when you're spending more money and you're not getting
better. Makes complete sense.
And then when you get older, it takes longer to start healing.
Yes.
A lot faster.
I can attest to that.
Anyhow, let's see. Ask this young man some questions right here. Let's get him going. We're going to end the show with Tony. So let's see if you guys can guess what grade he's in and what he likes. Someone start talking to Tony.
Tony's interviewing to be the host of the Brian Cash Clouds Coupon Book Show every Thursday after school.
Right, and then what could happen is, why don't we devote a whole show to where Tony does the interviews?
Yeah.
Would you let him interview you?
I would.
Okay.
All right.
So we got our first guest. Would you?
Yes.
All right, so we got to set up a show to where he'll be there.
All right. My mic's gonna die soon.
Your mic's gonna die? Why?
I checked. When I talk, I just couldn't hear anything.
Oh.
You can hear it now in your earphones?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So let me guess. Fifth. Boy. So my son is in. That's a too old. I must say third.
Close, but no.
I say second grade.
Yes.
All right.
You got it.
All right.
And what's your teacher's name?
Miss Unitas.
Miss Unitas. And you know, Tony has gone 4 weeks without a problem in school.
What, without one
year,
problem?
He went every day he was in the teacher's
office. Oh, no. Okay.
He's doing really super good.
Well, that's good news.
Yep. He's doing really good.
That's good. Does it make?
That's why the whole thing with the radio show was because that's his reward. For doing
there
good.
We go.
We have, you know, consequences and then also rewards.
And then what's happening in our family here in the next couple weeks?
We're getting a puppy.
Oh, boy.
What kind?
German Shepherd.
Oh,
German
those Shepherd. Are good dogs.
They opened their eyes yesterday.
Oh.
We have
now,
American Bulldogs.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, now, have you picked out a name yet?
Yep.
Oh, what is it?
It's a girl, so we're going to name it Strawberry Rose. I'm just going to call it Rose for short.
Rose.
I love it.
That's good.
Strawberry Rose.
That's
he
good.
He came up with that all by himself, folks. I mean, I don't know where he came up with it. And then every night after school, he comes home, and he's on YouTube watching and taking notes on how to train German Shepherds.
And that's good, because they are very trainable dogs if you do it right.
Yep.
It's a lot of responsibility, though,
and
having a dog.
And you should hear about our beagle, Stella. It's amazing what she can do.
Yeah, we have a beagle named Stella, and she's got a very good scent, and she's able to find Tony no matter where Tony hides.
Well, good job, Tony.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Did you ever think about hosting your very own radio show? Here's how.
Hey, Tampa Bay, did you know you can have a one-hour program on the Tantalk Radio Network for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many Tampa Bay stations? That's right. We'll put you on the radio for less than the cost of one 60-second announcement on many stations. Check it out today. Use your program to promote yourself, your business, or someone else's business. Call Lola Jean, the broadcast queen, 727-510-7622. That's 510-7622. Call Lola Jean now to check out your Tantalk network program. In addition to network radio, we'll stream your program in audio and video all over the world. Call Lola Jean now, 727-510-7622. Call today. Your network one-hour program can start tomorrow. Broadcast your message in audio and video on the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's the buzz in Tampa Bay? Senior Voice America Radio, a unique morning variety program delivering the latest commentary on politics by host and political analyst Tim Bryce and the up-to-minute happenings of Wall Street. Beyond politics and finance, they scale the scholar's rampart by including topics on religion and nutrition with thought-provoking guests and interviews. Tune in every weekday from 8 to 10 a.m. on this Tan Talk station. Senior Voice America, serving our nation's seasoned citizens for over four decades.
Show me the money.
It's the Employment Opportunity Hour with Gene Hodge every Thursday night from 7 until 8.
So the purpose of the show is to help you out there to find something that you enjoy doing instead of a job. And at the start of the show, I normally give out a formula, which I know will guarantee you to find the type of job that you want right now.
Find out the formula to an enjoyable job with Gene Hodge's Employment Opportunity Hour every Thursday night from 7 until 8 here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Show me the money.
Tune in Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. for Miss Sarah's Dynamic Gospel Power Show. That's 2 hours of great gospel music every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m., all brought to you by the Ozona Pig Restaurant in Ozona. Yes, that's every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. It's Miss Sarah's Dynamic Gospel Power Show. Tune in on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is
radio program
Spectrum 360.
This is Mark Skogman
and TK Weeks,
hosts of Spectrum 360 on the six stations of the Tan Talk Radio Network. Spectrum 360 is a talk radio program that features politics, the arts, and popular culture from a progressive point of view. Spectrum 360 broadcasts for 1 hour weekly on Monday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Time and anytime via webcast at spectrum360media.com. Remember, Spectrum 360, news, politics, and arts from a creative and progressive point of view.
Hi, this is Paul Molloy, host of Freedom Works, The Paul Molloy Show. I hope you'll join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, here on the Tan Talk Radio Network, where we strive to bring you the libertarian perspective on political events of the day. There's no show quite like Freedom Works, with in-depth interviews, our ultimate top 10 list, and so much more. So join us for Freedom Works, The Paul Molloy Show, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Wednesday, Yanni Chirinos made his first appearance in a major league game in nearly 2 years, and he did a terrific job for Tampa Bay.
Again from Chirinos. Strike three called. Flip the outside corner. Trev Snyder gets caught looking at Yanni Chirinos. Bounces off the mound again as he keeps the Red Sox off the board.
Not only did Chirinos throw three shutout innings, but the Rays put him on the winning side of the ledger.
The 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball tapped on the ground in the open space left side. That's going to get down. Fielded by Hernandez. His throw to first, not in time. Mejia scores, and it's 1-0 Rays.
That turned out to be the only run of the ball game. The Rays end up sweeping the Red Sox with a 1-0 victory and make it a 5-1 homestand. Tampa Bay is off on Thursday, visits the first-place Yankees in New York on Friday. With the Rays Report, I'm Yul Solons.
Catch the Rays all season on the Rays Radio Network. For tickets, visit RaysBaseball.com.
Hello there, Tampa Bay. This is former NFL and college football coach Jimmy Johnson. Listen to the Kelly Philly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They can sure use the attention.
And this is former Major League Baseball player, Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. I also hope you listen to the Kelly Philly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They can darn sure use the money.
Hi there. This is marine wildlife artist and conservationist Dr. Guy Harvey. Please listen to the Kelly Philly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They need to feel worthy.
Make sure you...